This story is made possible through the support of Hauser's Paint and Wallpaper as part of Aurelia Matters Community Leaders Program. Information: Aurelia, EO, has a long and storied history in the city of Aurelia, having been established in 1969, and according to new executive director Tamara Safer, it has only become better at fulfilling its mandate. When I started in March 2024, I did a thorough audit of all of the services that IO was offering, and discovered that it was very good at what it's doing, explained Safer. It just needed to become more streamlined, digitized, and more efficient, and that's what I've been putting into place since then. Information: Aurelia now has a new name, Information Aurelia Accessible Advocacy Center, but it still has the same mandate: to connect those who are unattached to the community, through an intricate system of referrals and partnerships. According to Safer, IO serves the city of Aurelia and the surrounding townships of Ramara, Severn, and Oro Medonte, as well as the independent Rama, Ermenjikaning Reserve. We help those who are under or at the poverty level and are in need of services, as well as newcomers, she explained. Those services could be a mail drop, getting ID, getting a health card, navigating government systems, housing, food, mental or physical health supports, help filing their taxes and getting the funding they are entitled to, and a lot of other supports. Information: Aurelia does all of the above, despite Safer being the only paid staff member. We have incredible partnerships with all of the advocacy centers in Aurelia, including the Lighthouse, Green Haven, North Simcoe Victim Services, The Sharing Place, Agilic, the CDC, Aurelia Public Library, the OPP, City of Aurelia, the Good Food Box, Hospice Aurelia, and more. In addition, EO has partnerships with CTSCCC, Barrie Campus, Addiction and Mental Health, Office Assistant, and Law Clerk Programs, Georgian College, Aurelia Campus, Social Service Worker Program, and Lakehead University, Aurelia Campus, Media Program. We obtain placement students from those programs, as well as volunteers, and these students, combined with many more volunteers from the community, are the people who provide the help and support to our clients, said Safer. We also have supports here in 9 to 12 different languages for newcomers to our community. We call our program the Community Attachment Program, explained Safer. Our clients are not attached to the community, this is why they are struggling and need help. We help them by attaching them to the supports available in the community, so they can succeed. Clients are able to obtain ID, gain computer skills, get mental health support, get funding, obtain office and customer service skills and more, in a supportive environment that gives them the tools they need to succeed. A large part of Information Aurelia's services is the annual free income tax clinic, which utilizes volunteers to fill out clients' personal income taxes, making sure their filing is up to date. Our tax clinics are governed by a retired certified general accountant and all of our auditors go through the CRA training, said Safer. We are currently looking for 8 more auditors so we can take care of the upwards of 1,800 clients who need this service. Information Aurelia Accessibility Advocacy Center is looking towards a bright future of helping everyone who needs help in our community. Safer ended, we have accepted 300 more clients since June. We are seeing them succeed and become part of the community, day by day. The future is bright. To volunteer at Information Aurelia or for more information, contact Safer at tamara@informationaurelia.org.